It's another half hour of Unleashing God's Truth, one verse at a time, on Grace to You.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen at Orange Park at 91.7.
We encourage you to contact the ministry of John MacArthur, and when you do, let him know you heard the broadcast here on WTRJ The Truth. John MacArthur is also brought to you in part by Ginn and Paetro, PA, a full-service law firm located in St. Augustine, serving all of Northeast Florida. They frequently service clients in the areas of estate planning and wills, probate, and business law. The firm's slogan is based out of Micah 6:8, to seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. The office is located just steps from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion today. A very important discussion. Asking the question, are we blind and deaf as a nation? What would you do if your 9-year-old daughter goes to school, she's beaten up by a group of students? Why is she beaten up? Because she is not a Muslim. Should the school report that to the police? Should there be an investigation? Should those students be expelled that did the beating? Should they speak out about it? All of those answers would be yes, 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 yes. But the answer to what happened was no, no, no. Minnesota, now dominated by Islamic jihadists, that issue is real. And we're witnessing today the uprising of Islamic jihadists globally. Never forget the goal, the ambition, the aim, the intention of Muhammad was to dominate the world with Islam. Today, Europe is dominated by Islam. Today, most, if not all, of Canada is dominated by Islam. And we're witnessing the invasion in America today, the Islamic jihadist invasion coming across our southern borders. We'll talk about that today. We'll look at it from a very, very strategical, logical perspective and answer the questions. Is Islam dominating America today? Will it dominate America? What do the sociologists, the geologists, those that are in charge, the demographers, what do they say about the future of America and Islam? What's Joe Biden doing? Has Joe Biden opened the Pandora's box to Islamicize America? Those are questions that beg to be asked, demand to be answered. We'll try to answer some of those today on this broadcast. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. As we face the issues, let me remind you once again, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We do not base our broadcast decisions and issues that we talk about on denominational dogma or some religious cultural belief or woke philosophy or political ideology, but based on the scripture. God gives us from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22 his total view, pre-written history of what's going to happen to this old world. It behooves us as believers, as conservatives, as Christians and patriots to understand what God is saying and God is doing. God tells us where this is all going. We find it in the scripture, the word of God. I commend that book to you each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the scripture, the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, made this statement: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the word of God, the Bible, says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." We need not worry about the word of God changing. Yes, man tries to change it. Man is trying to modify it, add to it, dilute it, subtract from it. We found a lot of the modern translations today that may be good for wallpapering a bathroom wall, but worthless from the standpoint of theological doctrinal truth. It was Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that hatred today permeating society if you stand for truth. When we stand for truth, when we stand and say that Islamic jihadists are out to absolutely dominate the globe, you have those in political circles, religious circles, that will challenge that as not being factual and truthful. Ladies and gentlemen, in the what is called the holy book of the Islamic jihadists, that is the Quran, it spells out specifically and clearly that the jihad is used to destroy any non-Muslim, any non-believer, any that's not surrendered to Allah and the cause of Allah. Truth matters. It makes a vast difference in society, and yet we have those today that want to belie truth, deny truth, and somehow bewail truth and reject truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 55% of the millennials today. According to the latest survey, 55% of the millennial generation, that's 18 to 35-year-old age group, I call it the airhead, the useful idiot age group, and I didn't originate that term, but that's the term that Islam uses. That's the term that very recently was brought back to the forefront by Alan Dershowitz, the constitutional attorney, talked about those that are demonstrating on the campuses as being useful idiots, and that's exactly what they are. But that category, ladies and gentlemen, 55% say this. Listen, they say there's no such thing as absolute truth. The survey says that the millennials, each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, a half truth's a whole lie. And yet we have an entire segment of society today that believes they can manufacture truth, gin up truth, and make truth something that they want it to be and not what truth really is. I am absolutely surprised, amazed, and saddened. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made this statement. It was under the headline of DeMint Warns America's Decline Linked to the Death of Truth. He says, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume what we believe is true and real, yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." That's a sad commentary on the church today. I'm amazed at the spineless preachers that will not stand and speak the truth, warn the congregation of the dangers ahead. That's what we do on this broadcast each and every day. It's warning, warning, bridges out, danger ahead. It's the watchman on the wall of Ezekiel chapter 33. And that's what I believe every Christian ought to be. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." That's my challenge every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power dealership equipment company dealing in the, those individuals wanting to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your question about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, 165-foot flagpole, U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about a couple of minutes of brief monologue. Then we'll open our lines and take our listeners. I'm concerned today, as I read an article, this sets the stage for where we're going. Alarming, 9-year-old girl attacked at school for not being a Muslim. Dated May 13, 2024. Police in the town of Savage, Minnesota are now investigating an attack on a little girl at a local school by assailants, school children, who had officials, who the officials say beat up the child because she was not Muslim. Minnesota mother Shauna Larson is demanding answers after the 9-year-old daughter was jumped on the school playground by a group of girls. The school would not report this incident to the police. You have to ask the question why. This article further states, would this be a top national story if the attackers were Christians? Yes, it would. It'd be 24/7 nonstop news that a Christian girl was beaten up, a girl was beaten up by Christians because the girl was some other religion and was not Christian. This article reads further. The ambush reportedly happened at the Hidden Valley Elementary School in Savage, Minnesota on April the 29th. The report explained, Larson said her daughter's third grade teacher and the school principal approached her in the school pickup line and told her what had happened. Quote, they came up to my vehicle and informed me that there was an incident at school that day. They wanted to make it very apparent that my daughter didn't do anything to cause this, and they told me this was a calculated incident, that she had been attacked on the playground by four of the students. This mother says, I ended up learning this was due to her race and her religion because she was not Muslim. So that's a pretty jarring thing to hear about, the mother said. It was the attackers themselves that told the teacher that was why they decided to beat her up, because she was not a Muslim. When she came home, the little girl came home, I just kind of looked over and saw her bruises on her arms, bruises on her back, bruises all over her legs. The district did not contact the police department, nor did the school. Our report goes further. We'll read parts of it later. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, Minnesota. Why Minnesota? Because during the Obama-Biden administration, Minnesota was absolutely loaded, purposefully loaded, with Islamic jihadists. Today, Minnesota has an Islamic jihadist flag almost identical to the so-called Palestinian flag. We're witnessing the Islamization of America. We're witnessing the domination of America. Today, Europe is dominated by Islam. Today, Canada is almost totally dominated by Islam. Today, Minnesota is dominated by Islam. Today, Michigan is dominated by Islam. Today, Wisconsin is heavily dominated by Islam. We're watching Muhammad's goal of dominating the globe with Islam. We're going to talk about that for this broadcast today. I'm going to read to you some surahs, that is some verses, as we would call them, right out of the Quran, that gives the authorization for every Muslim to destroy, kill, beat up if you want to, annihilate, eviscerate any non-Muslim in America and around the globe. We're witnessing this on our school campuses, university campuses, where the useful idiots, the pawns in the hands of the Islamic goal, are demonstrating, closing the schools, rioting across America, and even right here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'll read you some of those articles in a moment. But first, I believe we have a caller on the line. Marshall, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Pastor, my heart is heavy, but it's also full of hope. Thank you for your courageous stand. And I speak as one who has lived under Sharia law, as one who flew in the Arab-Israeli War in 1973 when the U.S. Air Force resupplied Israel and gave her the ammunition she needed to defeat her enemies. And tonight, and I hope that I can mention this on air, if you'll let me.
Yes, go right ahead.
A group of concerned citizens are going to meet at City Hall for the 5 p.m. Jacksonville City Council meeting to make a statement about the hostages that are being held by the, I can't even call them animals, that have done the most inhuman things imaginable to Israeli and other people that they held after their seizing of Israeli citizens on October the 7th. I want to say this. I will have with me tonight, if people are willing to come, and I'll show this to them. We're going to meet in the rotunda there, I think, about 4 in the afternoon. If people want to be part of a brief presentation, they can come and do that. But we'd like numbers, and we'd like people to sit there in the audience, either dressed in their faith clothing, or, as I'll be doing, bless the others of us in our civilian clothing, will be dressed in blue in support of Israel. Now, that said, three things I'll have in my hand tonight. The first is a 21-page position paper I personally delivered to what at the time I called the 19 trough feeders, or most of them were, the City Council on October the 25th, 2016. The title of that was One Man from Northeast Florida Pushes Back Against the Darkening Shadow Cast by Jacksonville. And in that lengthy document, I gave the City Council 7 warnings. And as I read back over them now, I see them as very prescient and very accurate. So what I'd like to do is very quickly summarize 3 of those 7 warnings. May I proceed?
Yes, please.
All right. The first warning to specific warnings to all City Council members is that America and Jacksonville are under direct satanic assault. If you will look at things that have happened in this city since October 25th, 2016, I won't enumerate them there, but you can think of several, including the almost dissolution of one of the great Christian institutions in downtown Jacksonville since that time. Warning number 2 said that specific members of this council, representatives of both political parties, are pushing an agenda that will destroy the 3 essential elements of the bedrock of any culture or city, and those are faith, family, and our free enterprise system. We're doing that in Jacksonville right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Warning number 3. There is a globally financed cabal seeking to endow specific persons and agencies at all levels of government in the United States, including local city governments and abroad, with sufficient funds to overpower opponents of positions and initiatives these power brokers favor. Doc, I see that in our city council. Now, I just want to move to the very last warning. I said 3, I'm going to make it 4. Here's what I said to the city council members. You must individually look at what has made America unique in the history of modern civilizations. Naysayers loudly decry those American evils and foibles that are common to everybody while missing the overwhelming good that this blessed nation has done by rebuilding her enemies and helping the helpless. America's goodness has come from her strict allegiance to what? The unmatched gospel that is the only answer for man. I put Amen. In parenthetically here the gospel and the message that Dr. Youngblood preaches in his church and on this program. Isaiah 3:12 says the following about today's leaders. As for my people, children are their oppressors. Women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Just a couple more sentences. As the most important city council in the history of the city of Jacksonville, and that was in October 2016, before that seminal election of 2016, you, council members, have a burdensome task that requires you to be wise beyond your human capabilities. Since wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord, Proverbs 9:10, seek him first. Do not be deterred by recycled politicians who compromise the essential doctrines of faith, then attempt to lead other decision makers down a path that is always led by the lesson of history, by the lesson of history to disaster. You individually, not just collectively, bear the responsibility of what happens in this city and in this nation quite soon. You will not be able to wash your hands of the blood of a city if you do not stand on those principles you intrinsically know are right. Do what you know what is right, not what is expedient. All right, we're going to reprise that message tonight at City Council. And if I might continue for a couple more minutes with your permission. I now hold in my hand a book I'll have with me. In my Air Force career, though I did not meet him personally or have direct association with him, I did have interaction with his agents in Iran. His name was Mohammad Reza Pahlavi Shahanza Shah, the Shah of Iran. I consider him to be one of the most prescient men in human history. And in the 1975 article, I believe in Newsweek magazine, Iran was on the front page of that periodical as America's bulldog in the Middle East. She was our protection against the annihilation of Israel back then. The book is called Answer to History, and the Shah wrote it in 1979, just prior to his death in 1980. You want to read a story about the perfidy of our government and the entrenched bureaucracy that was already there. To read the Shah's book if you can find it online. I've had it in my library for quite a while. But now, isn't it interesting that just as the Bible predicted, that old country of Persia is going to be back on the front lines persecuting America? And I often wondered how it would happen when I was flying in and out of Tehran. That was one of the last Air Force aircraft to leave Iran with retrograde embassy cargo at the end of the 70s when the Shah had fled. But what we see happening in Iran is now happening in America, as you stated in your monologue, in the opening monologue. We better wake up. We better wake up. We're in trouble. Now, the last thing I'm going to say is I hold in my hand a book that I wrote in 2014. The title's not important. But on page 329 through 334 of my book, I reprinted a five-page letter to five very prominent pastors in this town. Well, actually, I'm speaking specifically of five African-American pastors, and copies were sent to 95 other pastors around the city. And in those five pages, I cited pretty much what I did in my position paper to City Council, and I cited how those five pastors could assist in making sure that America persevered as a great nation. None of the five responded, though I know all of them personally, and they're pretty decent men. But we have in America what you said a little while ago. We have a malaise. We are asleep as a nation. We have no idea what is not just ahead, but is immediately ahead, Doc. I say that.
Yes, well, yes, yes.
I've been kind of one of your students in a way for a number of years. I consider you one of the good men I've sat under, but I sat under some other pretty good theologians in dispensational theology, and I know that I know that I know that what you're preaching is correct. The Lord Jesus Christ is about to call his church home soon, but we've got work to do before then. And even if it doesn't happen, if you take the secular events that are lined up right now, and I can do this as a former Air Force intel guy as well as international pilot, We face the greatest challenge in America right now we've ever faced, and it goes right down to the local level, because the cancer that's in America is happening at the local level through the local government and the local TV stations. Another story for another time that I'm having some battle with right now. But we need people who understand, who just accept this comment that you've made and I've made. America's in trouble. We're in dire trouble. We need people to show up to 5 p.m. today at city council meeting, just to show a force, if you will. And if you'd like to participate, we can work you in and show up in the rotunda there at 4 o'clock. And we're just going to make a statement about the horrors of Islam, who put live Jewish babies in an oven and bake them alive before their parents, and other atrocities that no human being should ever do. There is no greater evil in America today than the Islamic terrorist network, and it goes right back to a book written in 1970 by an international journalist, and it had to do with the advent of the terror network. Network of Terror by Claire Sterling is what the book is, and it was the beginning point of what's going on. In 1990, a book was written called The New Realities by Peter Drucker that defined the change in America that produced what we are today. And all it takes now is read some of Daniel Horowitz's books or Ken Timmerman's books, and you will see that America is intractably mired in a sewer of self-destruction that must stop if it can be stopped. That's the end of my diatribe.
Marshall, hang on for a moment. Let me read a couple of statements and ask you a question. And by the way, that meeting, I understand, is to show standing for Israel. Here's a statement.
Absolutely.
I watched a video by Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was interviewing an Islamic man. He's from Lebanon. Mm-hmm. His name is Dr. Gad, G-A-D-S-A-A-D, S-A-A-D, pronounced Sayad. He was born in Lebanon. He's in that interview with Charlie Kirk. He said America is going to be dominated by Islam, just as took place in Europe, just as has taken place globally, just as has recently taken place in Canada, now taking place in America. He said there's threefold approach that they take, and I've stated this, but he states it so much more eloquently. He said this: Islam says we will conquer through our women's womb, i.e. will give birth to more than any American family. Islam today produces 8 children per couple, America 1.3, and it takes 2.17 children per couple to continue to stay even at an even keel in America as those grow up, live, and die. Secondly, he says, Islam speaking, we will conquer through Hazira. That's H-I-Z-A-R-A. That means Islamic immigration. And he goes on to say, today the Biden administration has open borders, bringing in Islamic jihadists from Gaza and the Middle East in partnership with, in my opinion, I've added this, in partnership with Iran. Thirdly, he says, Islam says, by using your miserable liberties and freedom laws, we will conquer America and dominate the USA. Marshall, I think that our governmental agencies and so-called leadership are asleep. I believe that Americans are asleep. We are simply blind or dumb or both. We got about 40 seconds before the top of the hour news. Respond to those three statements that's made by this Islamic man that's talking about what Islam will do in dominating America.
I've lived under it. I've engaged it. I stand by my statement. Islamic is inherently dangerous, as Shah Reza Pahlavi warned us in his book in 1980. We are not only asleep, but if we had more time, we could discuss it. We have in our city government, and have had in the past, agents of the subversion of Iran, and it's happening through a lot of these local masks. I can give you a specific example, and one in Rome, Georgia, that happened about 22 years ago that a relative of mine was involved with, that directly is connected even to people in our city government today.
Marshall, our time is hard break. Thank you, though, for calling in. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
Conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.